From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. The WIAA State Girls Basketball Tournament tips off this afternoon at the Resch Center just outside Green Bay. The Division III semifinals at 1:35 feature Madison Edgewood against Baldwin Woodville, followed by Appleton Xavier against Kettle Moraine Lutheran. Tonight's Division IV games have Laconia against Racine Prairie at 6:35, and then Cuba City takes on Chippewa Falls McDonald. The Macs are making their fourth straight appearance at state, the previous three in Division V where they won the title last year. Tomorrow morning, Division 5 semis begin at 9:05 with Argyle-Pecatonica against Albany-Monticello, followed by the Clear Lake Warriors against Alena. We'll have the broadcast of that game on WKFX FM 99.1 with yours truly, airtime around 10:45. The Division 2 games tomorrow afternoon have Pewaukee against West Salem and Wauwatosa East against Green Bay Notre Dame. The semifinal rounds conclude tomorrow night with the Division 1 games, Heartland Arrowhead against Franklin and Nina taking on Hartford. Semifinal winners play Saturday for the Divisional State Championships. The state boys basketball playoffs enter the sectional semifinal round tonight with games in all five divisions. Here are the area matchups. In Division 2, River Falls takes on Wausau East. That game is in Eau Claire. In Division 3, Prescott plays Somerset in Hudson. Elk Mound takes on Gale Ettrick Trempolo in Arcadia. In Division 4, Cameron plays Unity in Amory. That game at 6:45 on the Fox 99.1 with Adam Hutton. Durant, Arkansas takes on La Crosse Aquinas in Osseo. And in Division 5, Solon Springs plays Eau Claire Emmanuel in Chautauqua. Owen Withy takes on Winter in Medford. Winners advance to Saturday's sectional finals. Stephen Curry at 29 points. Jonathan Kuminga scored 20, and the Golden State Warriors ran away from Milwaukee for a 125-90 win last night, handing the Bucks their first defeat since the All-Star break. Rookie Trace Jackson Davis had 15 points along with four of Golden State's season-high 13 blocked shots to match his own career high. Kuminga swatted another three. Giannis Antetokounmpo, who missed Monday night's win at home against the Clippers because of left Achilles tendonitis, had 23 points and 7 rebounds for the Bucks. Damian Lillard finished with 20 points and 6 assists. Bucks coach Doc Rivers.
I know this is going to sound a shock to you. I really didn't think this was our defense. I thought it was our offense. I didn't think we played solid offense all night. They have 21 points off of our turnovers. They had 15 block shots. So they were in transition or in early offense that whole game due to our bad offense.
The Bucks are in L.A. for the weekend, facing the Lakers tomorrow night and the Clippers on Sunday. The Timberwolves are at Indiana tonight. In college hoops, Marquette lost its home finale to Connecticut 74-67. The Badgers host Rutgers tonight. Airtime is 5 p.m. on WJMC AM 1240, FM 96.5. Indiana beat the Gophers 70-58. On NHL ice tonight, the Wild are at Arizona. Alyssa Nair had three saves in the penalty shootout after a rain-soaked 2-2 draw with Canada last night in San Diego, earning the United States a spot in the CONCACAF Women's Soccer Gold Cup final. The U.S. advanced 3-1 on penalties and will play Brazil in the title game on Sunday evening. Brazil defeated Mexico 3-0 in the earlier semifinal match. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.